Hey y'all, welcome to Sisters in a Glimpse. We're two friends turned sisters, sharing glimpses of our walk with Jesus to encourage other believers in the Christian faith. Expect real conversations laced with honesty, laughter, conviction, and all kinds of truth found in God's Word. Our hope is that you will relate to the topics we discuss and will be encouraged to keep growing and keep pursuing God's will for your life. So now, let's jump right into the next episode of Sisters and a Glimpse. Hey everybody.
Hey guys.
This is Abby.
And this is Megan.
And welcome to our outdoor podcast,
Sisters and a Glimpse.
The outdoor edition. We're outside today.
Because it's beautiful.
Because it finally feels like spring. And we said, you know what? There may be some cars in the background.
Yep.
But it's worth it.
You're going to hear some birds chirping, cars.
Motorcycles.
There might be, you know, a fire truck or two.
Hopefully not.
Well, we usually hear
those. But we do usually hear them. You're right.
I know. But it's so beautiful. It's about 70 degrees here.
It's breezy.
It's, yes, a nice breeze. It just smells fresh outside.
Just feels good.
And we were inside talking about just God's creation.
Yeah.
And all the little things that we a lot of times miss because we don't take the time to sit and wonder at God's creation. And we thought, you know what? Let's do an episode outside about Psalm 104. And just talk about God's good creation.
Yeah.
All the wonderful things.
It's awesome.
I know. So, Abby is going to read. Now, we're not going to read the whole psalm.
Not the whole psalm.
But we're going to start in verse 24, and we're going to read down to 34.
Yep.
Okay?
Here we go. So, Psalm 104, verse 24. How countless are your works, Lord. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Here's the sea, vast and wide, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. There the ships move about, and Leviathan, which you formed to play there. All of them wait for you to give them their food at the right time. When you give it to them, they gather it. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your breath, they are created and renew the surface of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks at the earth and it trembles, and he touches the mountains and they pour out smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to God while I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him. Yes, I will rejoice in the Lord.
I love that.
I do too.
I love that.
I do too.
Okay, so just at the beginning, like, how countless are your works? And that just got me thinking, like, what are some things right now, Abby, that you see that almost all of us take for granted because we've always seen them? It's just part of life. It's part of nature. And we don't stop and think, oh, God created it that way.
Yeah. I've always been, the stars have always been just so fascinating to me. Just because that he knows, like, and if you've ever been, like, in the middle of nowhere, and like whenever you're in the quote unquote city, you can't really see them. But if you've ever been in a place where there's not a lot of city lights and you look up at the sky, and even with city lights, you can still look up, and just to know that the Lord has placed every single one there and like knows the exact location
on purpose.
And really, like, he didn't have to do that. He did it, I think, and maybe, I don't know, I think that there are some things that he creates just for the sake of reminding us of him and who he is. Because, yes, do the stars serve a purpose? Yes. But so oftentimes, from our perspective, we look at the stars, and we may not be studying the stars, but when we do see them, we're reminded of the Lord and how he is perfectly majestic and so creative
and makes
how
things
place
so
them.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and like, they're just twinkly, like, like they're just twinkling lights, and they're there for us, and they cover the sky, and it's the most peaceful. I mean, when you look at those things, and when you actually take the time to sit and be still in front of them, it it fills you with a peace that is almost impossible to, well, I would say impossible to find any other way. Mm-hmm. I don't think that there is a peace like the peace that comes from just recognize, well, it comes from recognizing who the Lord is. Because in those moments, whenever you are just in nature and you are just still in what He has created, in His creation, you remember Him. Mm-hmm. And He gives us peace that is unlike no other.
Mm-hmm. And I think you think about, like, His kindness in His creation. Like, okay, so think how He created the stars at night to give us light at night. Yeah. Like, and then made it so beautiful for it. Like, how kind to give us flowers. How kind to, like, all these beautiful things that we get to be around and we get to live in and admire and look at. And we so often just, oh, that's a tree.
Yeah.
But if you just stop and look, like, think about all the intricate details that go into just one plant.
Yeah.
Of how it forms and what kind of flower comes from it and what feeds off of it and what, like, it's just...
That's what I was about to say. Just not only, just kind of spit like His purposefulness, because all of the things that He created, things that we don't even really pay attention to the fact that they serve a purpose, but even the stars.
Everything serves
long ago, they used stars for direction. Like, they used the stars and the sun to help not only with warmth and light, but as a source of direction.
And that's so cool, though, because like, the Bible says He is a God of purpose.
Yeah.
And so, like, if He has made this universe and all the things in it for a purpose, how much more has He created us, you know,
in
with
His
a
image.
Purpose?
Yeah.
Like, what the purpose that we are to fulfill.
Yeah.
And that's just, I don't know.
It's
I love
amazing.
To think about that. Yeah. I am obsessed. Again, back to the sky, but the daytime, the clouds. I don't know. I have, like, probably 1,000 pictures on my phone. I'm not even exaggerating.
Yeah, I believe you.
And literally, maybe more than 1,000 pictures on my phone of just the sky and the clouds. And I'm amazed every day, every single day. Like, I just, it's something that I've started doing in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. And I just stop and look and, like, I search for, like, something beautiful.
Yep.
Because there's always something there.
Yeah.
Even in the storms. Even in, like, when there's storms and there's, it might be a hazy day, there's it's still beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
When the sun's going down.
The sunrise
when
and
the
sunset.
When the sun rises.
Is,
like, there's something about it. And I always look up and I joke, half joking, half not, that I'll be like, Lord, I know that You did that for me today.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like, I'll see a cloud and I'm like, I know You did that for me today, Lord. Just for me.
Yeah, just for me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, He can use it to, you know, to bring joy to you. And then you think about all of, you know, this talks about the Leviathan, which we didn't know what that was
until we had to look it up.
We did some research, but that's a sea creature. And it's mentioned in Job and another psalm as well. And, like, you think about, too, yes, nature, but also, like, the animals.
Yeah.
And how many animals there are and creatures there are.
That we don't even
know
about.
That we don't even know about. And, like, it's like, Lord, why would You create something that we don't know about? But it's also
for Him.
Like, it's for His. And then in that verse, what's the verse that, or well, it was in the commentary.
Okay, so the commentary says, He is the all-powerful creator and the whole universe exists to serve His purposes.
Yeah, to serve Him. And so, like,
to serve Him.
And,
yeah.
And I just think about, like, the Leviathan and I think, Lord, like, You totally did that for Yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you did that just to show.
Because You wanted to.
Yeah. Because You're God, and You are all-knowing and all-powerful, and You can, and
He's a creative God. He's the creator, so how creative is He just to, like, show His wisdom and knowledge and creativity and all the things that He makes, but those things that we don't know about. That's so cool that You brought that up, that no human knows about, but He does.
Yeah.
Because He made it for Himself.
Right. And that He cares about those things. Like, He took the time to put so much creativity, and I mean, it was easy for Him because He's God, but still, He did it anyways. And
He
again,
spoke it with a word,
going back to what you said of, if You did that for animals, and if you purpose them to serve you, then how much more have we been created with a soul and a body and a mind
to serve you,
Lord. And you have gifted us. How much more do our gifts, the gifts and the creativity that you put within us,
from the Holy Spirit,
and the fact that you didn't come to dwell within those things, but like you sent your son to, like you, it's mind-boggling because there's so much creativity in creation from a nature standpoint and an animal standpoint, but you think about the fact that even in the beauty of all of those things, we talk about the beauty of the stars, we talk about the beauty of the clouds and the flowers and the animals and all the creativity and everything, but he chose his son, he sent his son to come dwell with us and die for us.
His most precious creation.
Put his Holy Spirit within.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Hello.
There's a race day. Car.
Yeah. To send his son so that his Holy Spirit could dwell within us. And you just think, it goes back to, he used his creation to show how much he loves us. Because we're able to say, yeah, but Lord, you came to dwell in us. You chose us.
And how much more should we use this life? Yeah. To show him how much we love him.
Yeah, exactly.
And glorify him and praise him because of all the great works that he has done.
Yep.
And then it says, where you read, let me find it. Where is it? Oh, that all of them wait for you, talking about the creatures, both small and large, to give them their food at the right time. And when you give it to them, they gather it. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. So think about this. Like, the big creatures of the sea.
Yeah.
He cares enough to provide for them. We don't even know about them, but he makes sure they're provided for.
Yeah.
How much more will he provide for us, his children?
Yeah.
And we get in this, you know, we can get in tizzies thinking about we don't have enough money. And if right now you're looking at the stuff going on in the news thinking everything's going to crash and we're going to be homeless and not have food. And but go, like, how much more will he provide for us?
Yeah.
And we don't have to worry because he is all-knowing, all-powerful, and it pleases him to provide for his children.
Yep.
Oh, that's just amazing to me.
Yeah. I mean, the flowers of the field. I'm thinking of the verse, the lilies.
If he provides.
I'm not going to be able to think of it right now. It's also a lyric in Maverick City of Jireh, his provider. I can't think of it right now. But the lilies of the field, the sparrows in the sky. I mean, if his eye's on the sparrow, then surely...
His eyes will be on us,
and he will provide for us.
And it says, at the right time.
And it goes back to, you talk about, you know, if you're watching the news, or if you're looking at your bank statements, or if you're looking at just your workplace and the turmoil there, or if you're in turmoil in your friendships or your family or your relationships, whatever it is, if your eyes are fixed there, then it is real easy. Just as easy it is to remember his goodness and his kindness in nature, it is also just as easily forgotten if you don't take the time to remind yourself. So that's why you do. I do believe, I mean, I'm not, you know, we're not saying that you need to, like, go just sleep outside on the ground and, you know, just wallow in all of the pollen. And,
yeah. No,
but
not saying that.
I do think, though, that there is an importance and I think it's a peace that comes with just sitting in the stillness of the outdoors, because you are able to just sit and look at the sky. You can't miss it. I mean, you can't miss the sky. You can't miss the ground because it's supporting you.
You
can't miss the sky. The wind, the breeze.
Everything.
And if you just sit and just be, like, you don't have to be talking, praying. Like, just sit still and quiet. And I'm just telling you, it will bring you a peace.
It's so true.
And I just think that is an important discipline, just like prayer, just like anything.
To be still before the Lord.
To be still before the Lord. And now is as good a time as any, because it is springtime. There's new life that comes with springtime.
Mm.
It is the season of new life, the season of fresh beginnings. and light. There, we've got more daylight right now, and it just, this is a, the weather is finally,
it refreshes your soul.
Yes,
renews your spirit.
I just, thinking, or even like opening the windows.
On him.
Yesterday, I didn't go outside, but I had the windows open, and I thought, gosh, it just, there's something about fresh air that helps you to just.
Everybody needs fresh air.
Remember.
Everybody.
Like, it's just, yeah. Yeah.
I was sitting on the bed in our spare bedroom the other day, and I was reading in the Psalms and the Proverbs, and I had the window up, and I was just looking. It was another beautiful day, but I was just out of that window. All I could see, you can't see much out of our backyard right there, but there's the, like a little tree right there with some bushes, and I just sat there for I don't know how long and just watched the birds like hop around in the trees and then hop on the ground, and there's something about, and just thinking, Lord, like, you are an awesome God.
And just in the places.
You are so purposeful. Yeah. You are so intentional about how you create things. You are so good and so kind to give us what we need, to give the birds the food that they need. Like, how wonderful are you? How wonderful.
Yeah.
And then my next thought was, just like what this psalm says, it says, may my meditation be pleasing to him.
Yeah.
And as I was sitting there thinking about him and just thinking about his creation, like, I felt, Lord, I hope that is pleasing to you, that I just sit here and just think about your creation and admire what you've done.
Yeah.
Because you're a good God.
You're a good God.
Yeah.
That's a good, I've never thought about that before. But yeah, I mean, it's when we're taking the time to listen to him and look at him, because looking at his creation is, I mean, it
he
is,
he wants us to enjoy it,
dwelling, and he's made it so accessible. We don't have to go anywhere. You just got to walk out of your
it's there
room. I mean,
it's there.
It is there. You got to open a window or walk outside your back door or your front door and just be. We don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. It is free. And I don't know. I mean, yeah.
A lot of times, too, you just made me think of people think you have to go somewhere beautiful to see something beautiful.
Yeah.
And just what you said, like, you have to go to the beach to see something beautiful. You have to go to an island, or you have to go in the mountains. Yes,
the
those are beautiful and amazing and like, who does not love that?
Right.
But like you said, you can go outside in your backyard.
Yep.
You can go sit down in the grass.
Yeah. Just look out a window.
Look
go
out
walk
a
in the park.
Like, no matter where you are.
Yeah.
And you can see how wonderful and glorious and splendid this creation is because it has a creator.
Yeah. Yep. And that doesn't even bring into account the planets.
No.
I just always get cracked. So the planets just make me laugh. Because I just think, like, Lord, and it, like, if
we don't know why they're there, but you do.
If we were any closer to the sun,
I know,
we would burn. If we were any farther away,
I mean, they're just perfectly.
We would freeze. They are perfectly placed. There are some planets that are made of gas. There are some that are made of rocks.
Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
No.
So Ava's reading The Magic School Bus, and they're in space right now.
Is this something about the, is this something about, mother just, Saturn? No.
Maybe. I forgot what planet it was, because I'm not...
it's like a shield for the Earth?
Well, no. She was reading, and it said in there something like... Something, a quote from a scientist, and Ava read it out loud and said, 100 billion years ago, an asteroid knocked into this planet to make it tilt or something, and Ava just looked at me, and she said, that's not right. And I said, no, it's not. Why is it not right? And we talked about how...
Oh, wow.
You know,
that's awesome.
The
Lord,
you know, created the earth. The earth did not just form, and things don't just happen by happenstance.
Yeah.
And she looked at me and she said, the Lord wanted it to be tilted.
Yeah.
And I said, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Everything is with purpose.
Absolutely.
Everything's with purpose.
There was a story that I was told about a few weeks ago about how I think it was Saturn or maybe Mars, but something about how there's a planet that it is perfectly positioned by the earth so that it shields, it takes anything that like comes to
Isn't that crazy?
The earth comes by the earth, whether it's asteroid, meteorite, whatever it is, that it acts as a shield to protect the earth. And I thought, of course, I mean, like,
of course you've thought of that.
Yeah.
And that, I just kind of marvel at the people with the global warming and all, and the planet's going to, like, whatever.
The sun's going
to
explode.
Like, listen, yes, we are supposed to steward this creation well, this earth well, because the Lord made it.
Right.
And it is good, and we should take care of it.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
like,
we can't go into this craziness of thinking that we
have
human beings have any control over what the climate does, because the Lord is over all
of it. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's something I love that you brought that up, just of the science, because that is something parents out there, just be mindful. I'm not a parent, but from a teacher's perspective and a science teacher, unless this is really the first year that the Lord has made me aware of things like that in the millions of years ago, and just being very cognizant of the videos that we watch and things that say that. And I think this is really the first year that, and I've thought, you know, if Lord willing, you know, like, Lord, let this, bless this effort. Please don't let me get in trouble, you know, by anything of saying, you know, I tell the kids before we watch something, whether we're talking about fossil fuels of millions of years ago, whatever it may be, that says something that I don't agree with, I'll tell them, Ms. Pickett does not personally agree with this. We can have that conversation later, you know, but I just want you to know that it's going to say this, but I don't personally believe in this because I believe in Jesus and I believe, you know, and it's, you know, it's been really fun because not every time and not with every group, but there have been some classes that it has stemmed a conversation.
Other conversations come from that,
So it's been really neat, but just be mindful of, you know, curriculum. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't always include the Lord. Most of the time it won't. And so,
we can hear those things, but it's very important to make sure, you teach the children around you that you have influence over. Like, that's not what the Word of God says.
To do my job, I have to teach you this. I have to I have to teach you the curriculum. However, personally, from a personal standpoint, Ms. Pickett is a person, not as teacher Ms. Pickett, but personal Ms. Pickett, this is what I believe. So that's really interesting. But yeah, I look around and I just think, Lord, like, I don't know, there's a freshness that comes with this season of just new life.
Yeah.
And then Easter, I mean, then you think about,
Easter coming.
Like Easter's coming. And
how, what happens at Easter gives everybody the opportunity for new life.
And if you are already saved and maybe you've been in a rut and maybe you've
it's a time to renew.
In a deep darkness for the wintertime. You know, it is time to experience that new life. So I guess we just encourage you guys to go outside, open your windows if you can't go outside. If you're allergic to pollen, I feel you.
I get it.
I get it. But it is worth, I mean, don't hurt yourself, but, like, it's worth it to
be
outside.
To be still before the Lord and just to marvel in His creation.
Go for a walk. Sit on a swing.
And just take in the fresh air.
Yeah.
And think, you know, meditate on how good the Lord is.
Yeah.
We encourage you to rejoice in the Lord always.
Yeah.
Again,
say
rejoice.
Amen.
For He is good.
Amen.
All right, guys. Okay, so I'm going to share.
Oh, yeah, you have a favorite.
I have a favorite. And probably this, I don't know if this is old for everybody else, but I'm just now learning
it
of
is
it.
It is not old. It's new for you, and that's all that matters.
It's new for me. Okay, so I just heard Ann Wilson's song, Hey Girl.
First,
like, obviously, I loved the beat that went with it, and I was, but I didn't really understand everything she was saying. I couldn't hear her real clearly.
Yeah.
So then I went back and looked at the words of the song, and I was like, man, this is my new theme song. So I'm blaring it.
Battle cry.
Yes. This is who I am.
She has a really neat testimony, too.
I love it.
Yeah.
So anyways, go out, have a good day, go outside, enjoy creation, listen to Hey Girl,
yep.
And we love you.
We love y'all, and we will talk to y'all next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.